Welcome to one more edition of Politics Done Right. Today, I'm here with somebody that is special, a woman here, very active in the community, Deborah Maury. Deborah, how are you doing? Welcome to Politics Done Right.
Thanks, Egberto. Good to see you.
Hey, Deborah, earlier today, you turned me on to a video clip that a young woman in this area posted and in one of our local groups on Facebook called Flooding Kingwood with Kindness. Doesn't that mean that we treat people with love and kindness or something like that?
One would think so, yes. That's what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like. Well, she had it. I tell you what, why don't you describe the incident that she spoke about?
Oh, okay. Well, there was a young woman who was reaching out on this page because it's, you know, kindness, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was looking for some advice. She had she was at a busy, well-known intersection here in Kingwood, and she observed cars ahead of her turning right on red, and she needed to go right. And so she followed and did the same thing, only then she got stopped and ticketed. And her comment was something like, I didn't think I should have been, but I didn't want to argue with the police officer because I didn't want to get killed. And her question to the group was, should I go to court with this and try to fight it, or what should I do? Well, most of the comments on there were not targeted at actually trying to help her navigate this situation of the ticket. Most of the comments had zeroed in on the comment she made about cops. You know, she didn't want to get killed by cops. And I was amazed. I was just amazed at the cluelessness of the comments. I mean, these people, I think they genuinely didn't understand her concern.
You know, Deborah, you are a resident of Kingwood. You live here. You've been here forever, you know.
Yep.
And what I find is, you know, first of all, I want to I thank you for noticing that immediately, because I think it's going to take people like you to make the kind of change that we always talk about that we want to become, you know. Mm-hmm. And for somebody like you to have seen immediately that this woman was looking for help. She made her comment wasn't an off comment. You know, as a black man, I can tell you that every time I get stopped by a police officer, my heart is in my throat. And her name was a Latino name. And, you know, so I could understand where her comment was coming from. And mm-hmm. instead of them, this group that calls themselves Flooding Kingwood with Kindness, instead of them trying to empathize, there were a few that did. You did. And yep. a few others empathized with what she was saying. But I mean the viciousness with which they attacked her. And she apparently just pulled it down. But the viciousness with which she was attacked, where does that come from? I mean, I know there are certain circles that you have got to be in that she is not in and that I am not in. Please help us understand that concept.
I wish I could, because I don't understand it either. You live in a white world and all your friends are white and that's all you really think about, you may have been unaware of the difference in how police sometimes treat people of color and white people before last summer.
Mm-hmm.
Last summer, I thought changed everything. I thought it created so much awareness to the every, you know, there were, you know, thousands and thousands of protests. How could you miss that? How could you not be aware of that? And like I said, many of the comments were genuinely, why are you worried about being killed? Police don't kill people. In fact, I printed out a few of the comments.
Let's hear some of the comments. I'm interested. Yes.
Okay. One of the first ones, and how disrespectful of you to imply you would get killed for asking the question. Cops are not killers. You are obviously very susceptible to propaganda to even say such a thing. You know, that was one. Let's see, here's one. If you believe you'll be killed by a cop for a traffic stop, then you are a criminal or completely brainwashed by democratic Marxists. there wasn't a lot of empathy there at all. If you don't break the law or look super suspicious, they won't mess with you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it just went on and on. I was just amazed at how clueless they were. They couldn't understand why she would feel any kind of fear at all.
Well, Deborah, it takes, and you know, when we were talking earlier offline, you were pointing to me that maybe this other person would, who responded very well in the feed, would make a better spokesperson. Oh. You thought, and right. I told you the reality is, Deborah, is that other well-spoken person happened to be Black. And the audience that I'm trying to reach with to become more empathetic with the way police officers treat, not all, but a lot more than a lot of people would believe, treat people, needed to have someone that they could actually feel a kinship with. Not everybody is like you that can have a kinship with everybody. Some people have to have a kinship with, you understand what I'm saying.
I know, I understand. But like I said, it's the level of just cluelessness is what I found baffling. I mean, lack of empathy, absolutely. But there was no, it was like they had no knowledge of any of these incidents that we've been, you know, hearing about now for several years. And I'm not sure why that is. I think maybe they consume different media perhaps than many of us do. And that's all they're seeing. That's all they're hearing. That's what their world is. And they have no interest in, you know, broadening it. That's all I can.
Well, what I tell you all the time, though, Deborah, is that, you know, where you says that their world is not broad. I mean, they we kind of tend to selectively choose our forms of information. But, sure. You know, we cannot survive as a country if we selectively choose forms of this type of information. So what I try to do is I try to engage in. What I like about you as well is the mere fact that I heard from you on this issue. Speaks perfectly to what we have to do to make the kind of changes that we're talking about. Because you saw something, you spoke up, we are going to make an issue out of this. And I'm going to get into that room and talk about kindness as well. In other words, flooding Kingwood with kindness should also mean being able to understand what empathy means. And I think you have lived that. You've been that for quite a while, and I'm not, you know, I know you for some time now, and so I can actually speak to, to who you are. So I just want to thank you, first of all, for coming on and talking about this, asking if you have some final words you'd like to give to the audience, and then let's get this out there.
I reached out to you because I know, I mean, that's your thing, reaching out to all kinds of people, trying to engage. I know that's important to you. And I thought you might have something to contribute to that. So I'm happy to do it.
Well, look, thank you very much. Because again, we always talk about people, everybody have to speak out. And that is how we are going to make change. You're one of those that are speaking out. So thank you so kindly for who you are. And let's keep doing what we need to do.
Thank you, Alberto.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.